Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Dollar General considers itself today's general store, offering everyday essentials from food to blah, blah, blah. That worries officials in New England who say quaint village centers anchored by general stores provide their communities an old-time atmosphere not easily found elsewhere in the country, a trait crucial to the region's big tourism industry. It's not just crucial. And you see, again, they're missing. They're looking at a tree and staring at the bark of a tree. And there's an entire forest on either side and behind the tree. You're missing the human benefit of the local general store. It provides an income for a family. It provides a place for other families to come and shop and talk and get to know one another. Hey, try this. I've actually done this. A local guy decided that he was going to open up a local pharmacy. What an idiotic idea. There are two CVSs and two Walgreens, and he's right in the middle of them. You can go 1 mile in this direction and get to a CVS and a Walgreens right across the street from one another. You can go that way in the other direction and get to a Walgreens and a CVS right across the street from one another. Coincidence? I don't think so. This guy just opened up, called himself the Madisonville Medicine Cabinet. Little tiny 800 square foot shop. He started with a couple of little racks in there and he was filling prescriptions, right? I noticed that he was there, and I admit I ignored it for about a year. Finally, I went, you know what? I'm going to put my money where my stupid mouth is. So I went in, and I met him, shook his hand. His name's Frank. I know the name of my pharmacist. And I said, if I give you permission, can you get my prescriptions from Walgreens? He goes, absolutely. He made the call over. They called me the next day and said, Mr. Church, we have all your prescriptions here, and do you need them filled? And I said, no, I don't need them filled. I just want you to have them. Well, I get them filled there now. Now, when I walk in the other day when I was sick and almost dying on Monday afternoon, when I walked in to get some NyQuil.
Sick area?
Yeah, I went in and said, hey, Frank. I went, hey, Frank. Excuse me.
I guess he thought, oh, Ed Orgeron just walked in.
Yeah, he did think Ed Orgeron just walked in. And Frank goes, ooh, that's one of those summer colds. Those are the worst I hear. Anyways, look, it just seems natural. It's not synthesized. You know, it's that guy's actual business. It's not a bunch of people looking at me going like, hi, how are you? Why are you asking? You don't really care. You're only asking so you can stay employed. I told David Simpson this one time. We were having breakfast at a Waffle House, Awful House, right down the street from here. And this kind of conversation like this came up. I said, do you really think? Now, maybe in this instance, because we come here often and these ladies are here all the time, so they actually know us by name. But in most places, do you actually really think when you walk in, to any restaurant, any fast food joint that's a product of a franchisee, or most of them for that matter. When someone says, hi, welcome to Chotsky's, how are you? Then they actually care how you are. Or, is it more accurate? See, this helps to foster this fake sense of charity that we live among. Or, is it more likely that they're going, hi, how are you? I see those duckies in your pocket and I want them. Is the thought process, that guy's got hundreds of bucks in his pocket, thousands in his bank account. How can I get more of them out of him than he was already willing to spend? Would you like to supersize that? When you go to shop at the mom and pop, your locally owned joint, farmer's market, and you put four tomatoes, four cucumbers, and a couple of peaches up there, and the lady's going like, that's a $3.75. And you go like, $4, you could keep the change. Was there any upsell? Would you like to supersize your peaches? I suppose from time to time there may be, you know, if you just buy four, I'll give them to you for $1 off or whatever. The point is, what's missing in these affairs and these transactions is the human element. And as I've already demonstrated, there is no economics, macro or micro, without humans. And if there is, then it's not the economy that we've been lectured about, that we have the greatest one in the history of the world all these years. Now, is it?